As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz. I am Bart Winkler, Marco Belletti on the updates. Guess what they said coming up about 20 minutes from now? As we do on a Monday into a Tuesday program. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Pittsburgh Steelers and Miami Dolphins made a deal. Rare time of the year to see a deal like this go down. The Dolphins have been trying to move on from a couple of different players. Cornerback Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith. The Steelers have been a rumored target for Jonnu Smith. Both are going to be now Pittsburgh Steelers. It was a little weird how the reporting came down. At first, we were told that Jalen Ramsey was being sent to the Steelers. And everybody started to get excited about the Steelers' defense and taking a look at it and saying, oh boy, there's a lot of names here. We got your Cameron Hayward. We got your Patrick Queen. We got your Darius Slay. We got your Joey Porter Jr. We got your TJ Watt. Probably. Now we got your Minka Fitzpatrick and your Jalen Ramsey. Well, then we found out that Minka Fitzpatrick was actually going to be on the move. And he was going back to the Dolphins in this deal. All right. Okay. A one for one swap there. We got Jalen Ramsey going to the Steelers. We got Minka Fitzpatrick, who was originally a Dolphin and traded about a year and a half into his career, to the Steelers. We got a little swapperoo. Oh, no, actually, Jonnu Smith's a part of this, too. Oh, God, all right. So the Dolphins are sending Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh-round pick to the Steelers in exchange for Minka Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. Both teams moving on from guys who may have grown tired in their current situations and bringing in guys that they think will help with a change of scenery. Tyreek Hill, little bummed on the news. He put a sad face emoji, or he did the Will Smith meme where he walks into an empty room, nobody's there. Tyreek Hill recently on the Glory Days DAZE podcast says that his quarterback is the best in the league.
Maybe a Chiefs, Dolphins, AFC.
Ooh.
I think that's something we would all like to see.
Well, we all know Tua is the best quarterback in the NFL. We all know that, right? So it'll be a great thing, dog.
So is that guy laughing at him or what? Is he laughing at it?
I would be laughing at it. Well, Tua's not even a top 10.
It's like that's the kind of situation where if Tyreek Hill does not believe Tua is the best quarterback in the league, and when you say it, it actually, if he would say, oh man, you know, there's some great quarterbacks in this league, and I'm very, very happy with the one I'm playing with, would we be all like, oh, you don't even think he's good, dude? But then when you say he's the best quarterback in the league, it's very see-through. All right. Tyreek, this is a team that has to prove that they are not soft.
This year, as one of the leaders, dog, I told the guys, like, it's time to change who we are as a team. It's time to change the narrative about we are not able to play in cold weather. We are not a physical team. I'm tired of that narrative, bro. I'm tired of living behind not being able to go to the playoffs and win in Miami, dog, because we got a damn good team. We got a good quarterback. We got a good offensive lineman. We got some good coaches. And we got some good people in the community who deserve to be a part of that. So I feel like this is the year that we change all of that, dog.
You were excited to hear those tonight, Carlos. You got a hot take on Tyreek Hill?
No, I'm just excited to play that because Bullets and Blitz was kind of mid today. And if you want to experience how mid it was or see if I'm wrong, you can go back on the Odyssey app or on the podcast, search Bart Winkler Show, and Bullets and Blitz is posted there for you.
And for those who only listen to maybe this hour or later in the show, it's a segment we do in hour number one, which airs at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific. And it's the Bulletin Blitz. It's the news of the day via sound bites. Carlos played a clip from 2 weeks ago.
I wasn't paying attention.
I mean, it's a good clip. I talked about it 2 weeks ago. It's a good clip. Yeah, nobody is afraid of the Dolphins. And I think when you look at this trade that went down, a lot of people, you know, the Dolphins are just a conduit to talk about the Steelers and how the Steelers are all in. Oh, they are all in. They are making a lot of moves. There's no question about that. I feel like, though, I said earlier they're cosplaying as a team that's all in. They're all in, but all in for what? Are they all in to win a Super Bowl? They signed Aaron Rodgers. They traded for and extended DK Metcalf. They still have to get TJ Watt. There's some teams around the league that think they might have a shot at TJ Watt here. They're acquiring Jalen Ramsey. They're getting Jonnu Smith. They're definitely making moves. But are they making moves or are they just redecorating a little bit, you know? Are they going to other people's, are they redecorating their living room with other people's garage sales or are they going to a nice furniture store and making sure things look really nice, spending some money? I think what they're desperate for is to win a playoff game. I think they're all in to win a playoff game. I think Mike Tomlin's all in to win a play-in game. As a team that has made the playoffs a handful of times since 2016, but has not won a playoff game since 2016. And fans are upset about it. And so the Steelers are starting to make these moves that give you the illusion that they're going for it. But Aaron Rodgers, what is the upgrade there from last year with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? They won 10 games last year with those guys. I don't know that that's a given that Aaron Rodgers is going to win you 10 games. He won 5 a year ago. And the Jets' offense had some weapons. Now, the offensive line was a little weak. But they even went out and traded for Devontae to help him. And it didn't work out. I don't think that you can say you have Aaron Rodgers, you have 10 wins. It's proven that you don't. Even his last year in Green Bay, they didn't. This feels to me like they're going to be 9-8 because the Steelers are always 9-8. And yeah, they have DK Metcalf. Okay, they got rid of George Pickens. So you can debate who you think is better at receiver, but you had one guy playing that role. Now you just have a different guy playing that role. Okay. In the secondary, you made a swap. Minka's out. Ramsey's in. All right. And I'm sorry, Jonnu Smith is not the missing piece for a team to win a Super Bowl. They are making moves as if to appear like they have some goal and destination. But I don't think the goal and destination is going to be any different than it always is. It's going to be to make the playoffs and try to win a playoff game, which they have not been able to do for a decade. I don't know what happens with Tomlin. Here are the two options. They're either going to do what they always do, win 9 or 10 games and make the postseason, or this is all going to blow up in their face be a tremendous failure, and they're going to only win 5 or 6 games. That's the ceiling and floor. The 11-win, 12-win AFC North champion, second seed, that doesn't exist. That is not going to happen. They're making all these moves. You start to think, oh, well, look at this. I got to take them seriously now. But it's just a rearranging of things. They had a number one receiver last year. They traded him. They got another number one receiver. They have a guy in the secondary who's disgruntled in a way. Now they have a guy in the secondary who's disgruntled in a way. They have an aging quarterback who's won a Super Bowl. Now they have an aging quarterback who's won a Super Bowl. This is the same team. They look different, but it feels to me like it's the same team. So I'm not jumping on any Steelers bandwagon or success or anything. I'm not jumping on any of it. I don't buy it. I see right through it. It all looks fake to me. Fake. 888-710-4476. Barry's in Boston. Barry.
How are you, brother?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Couldn't be better. So I couldn't agree with you more on the whole game on aspect of you can make a game on your phone, which is a joke. It's terrible. We'll leave that for what it is. The second thing is Brad Marchand scored a 6-year contract extension.
Yeah.
With Miami, which is incredible, and it's phenomenal, and I'm very proud of him, man. And the third thing I want to talk about, before you hang up on me, if you want me to pay you money, I'll pay you money. My father's road race is on Friday, the 4th of July. It's called the Feeney 5K. If you want to run it, I will give you a T-shirt, and Carlos can come too and run it for free. I know that's not going to happen this year. But maybe next year, or maybe in the future. It's only 5K. It's only 3.1 miles. You can do it. Trust me.
How much do we think an advertisement like this is worth on the Bart Winkler Show? Do we have the books?
Maybe I get one or two people to register, one or two more. A few years ago, we had 400 people do it. So, trust me. And you can bring your son, and he can run. I don't know if he's 4, 5, or 6 or whatever. He can run the kids race. It's free. Costs absolutely nothing. He can run that. It's a 0.9 mile. Do that. And then you and I can run the 5K, 3.1 miles. What do you
All
think,
right.
brother? Not,
I think
not
I,
this
I,
year. Maybe next year.
So, now that I love AI, I put into AI, I asked it, how much would a 30-second ad read be on the Bart Winkler Show?
Oh, my God. God.
And AI said, I can't find specific information on that, but here's what things usually go for. Given
yes,
Bart's
sir.
Established presence and focus.
Yeah, 'cause Bart's the greatest, according to him. Yes, I agree.
I'm reading what AI said. I'd estimate a 30-second ad could cost anywhere from $200 to $1,000 per spot.
Oh, God. That's expensive. I owe you some dough, brother.
I think you do. I think you do owe
yes,
me some
I do.
Dough.
I do. Yeah. It's called the Feeney 5K Shamrock Running Club.
Now you're doubling.
On,
you're doubling it up.
Okay, so now I owe you what? $4,000?
I gotta let you off the air before for your own good. Before you go any deeper, Barry in Boston. Yeah. Oh, and I didn't even think about it's not just airing live. It's going to be downloaded as a podcast, which is going to be more.
Oh no, it won't.
we're gonna do some selective editing.
Check's got to clear.
Check's got to clear, Barry. We're taking that out of the podcast unless you pay us in 30 minutes.
I did. Just FYI, I found it. And I texted you the details because I needed to see if this thing was real.
The Feeney 5K?
Yeah, it is real. So there is that. You know, it's just, with Brazil and other like erroneous things that have been tossed out. I don't know what's up and what's down.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. But I know that we're owed some money.
And we shall collect.
Yeah, we're collecting.
As a company that needs money, we will collect.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you and I need money.
Word up, man. Forget the company, man. I just bought some stuff on Amazon. I definitely need a recoup on my finances here.
Yeah, I got to buy a new microphone for my studio at my house, which isn't even a studio. It's a laptop and a chair, but still, I need a new microphone.
Yeah.
That ain't going to be cheap.
Yeah, no, I bought some pretty cheap stuff. But you buy enough cheap stuff, it becomes expensive collectively.
Ah, yes, that's very good. Diamonds in Maryland, what's up?
What's up, Bart, with the BART?
That's it.
I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Number one, do you think the Orioles could have a chance of making the playoffs this year?
Well, the Orioles are on my S list because I took them to go to the World Series. What are they, 10 under? No, they're not going to the World Series. They're not going to the playoffs either, sorry.
Okay, and number two, do you think the Florida Panthers are going to do the three-peat?
Probably not. Do you?
Yeah, I think so. I'm a Florida Panthers fan, so.
Well, a good couple of years for you, Diamond. Thanks for the call. I don't know. It's hard to... When's it been the last three-peat champion in hockey?
Yeah, you got to think back. Maybe the Red Wings, but we're talking about way back. Couple of teams got close, but you know, they did give Brad Marchand, as Barry said, you know, they got him a new deal. Aaron Ekblad got re-signed as well. So, you know, they have the team to do it, and the Eastern Conference isn't exactly full of world beaters. I don't know if Washington's going to be anywhere near the potential President's Cup team that it was this past season. Winnipeg could also be going down as well. I think Dallas has gotten better. Edmonton will be there. But, yeah, in the East, there's not exactly too many teams running away with anything. Maybe Tampa could give Florida a couple of fits. So they'll get into the postseason. It's just, you know, hockey's fluky. Anything can happen. I actually think hockey's a little bit more fluky than baseball. But, you know, neither here nor there.
Islanders from 80 to 83. That sound right? New York Islanders.
Well, they did get the number one overall pick, but I wouldn't.
No. That's the last team to three-peat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sports.
Yeah. I looked it up while you were talking. Thank you. 888-710-4. ISN. Guess what they said next on the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Damn straight. And I'm very close to getting 40. I mean, dangerously close. We are in July 1st. So that's 20 days, if any of you are counting. And I'm going to feel exactly how I feel now because age is nothing but a number. Guess what they said? Every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show. On Monday, we get you the audio of the day / weekend. And I will package said audio. I will make these statements as generic as possible because the objective of the game is for Bart to guess what he, she, it is saying. And they will be graded accordingly. Give a ding. Audio cue here. If it's correct, and give a buzzer. Audio cue there if it's incorrect. Five clips no matter what. Bart, let's start here. And you know what? In the spirit of July 4th, since neither of us are going to be here, and we're going to be in the absolute thralls of baseball, there is no other game in town.
Yeah, we ain't going to be here July 3rd either, are we, bud?
Sure as hell not. I'm taking off. I will be watching a soccer game that nobody cares about, but I will also be blasted out of my mind. So it's like my July 4th pregame party. So let's do all baseball here on this Guess What They Said and the spirit of America's birthday and our national pastime, good old trusty, dependable baseball. Let's start with the Nye Yankees. They lost tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, they scored four runs in the bottom of the sixth. They wound up winning 5-4 at the Rogers Center. That's in Canada, if anybody's not paying attention. Blue Jays, they trailed by two, the sixth inning before the rally. It was a go-ahead two-run single from Vladimir Guerrero Jr. We got paid a lot of money, so good for them to get some, you know, recouping an investment a little bit. But the story really here is the Yankees. The Yankees have not had a good June to the tune, whereas they have had a losing record in this month. So I want you to guess what Aaron Boone had to say about having a losing record in June. This is 12 seconds long. Guess what the Yankees skipper had to say.
All right, losing record in June. Well, it's a long season. You know, we're trying to put good streaks together, and we got to make up for this one. Sometimes you get into this, but that's baseball. You know, we'll hopefully have more of these in a winning fashion, but long season. A lot of baseball yet to be played.
Yeah, I mean, not our best month, obviously. We want to do better than that, but it's part of the season. You know, I think it really comes down to a really tough week. You know we got to be a little bit better, and, you know, we just got to find a way to finish some of these games.
Yep, spirited clip. The whole thing I was looking for was Boone not being concerned, and you conveyed that in a way that was satisfactory to me. Aaron Boone not concerned with the Yankees losing record in June.
I like the way that you are. I don't want to say you're over-explaining, but you're explaining at a good level.
Well, I do want to kind of preface this by saying this is an audio vehicle, so a lot of people can't see what I'm doing. Hence, the over-explanation, I think, will help some of these people because they're listening to it.
Yeah.
And that gives me a lot of fluff to, transition into our next clip here. Let's go to the Athletics and the Rays. They started up their series today. The No Town, No City A's, which they're in Sacramento, but they don't really play for Sacramento. It's not even a major league park. It's a triple A park. They bounced on Oakland. They're not quite there for Vegas yet, but it's the A's. They wound up picking up a 6-4 win over the Tampa Bay Rays, who are also not playing in their own stadium. Jeez, baseball, what the hell? It's an 0-3
game.
They
got to figure out what to do if they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They don't want to play at Steinbrenner Field if the Rays make the playoffs, which is very doable.
It's understandable considering it's the Yankees affiliate ballpark. So, like, imagine if it's the Yankees and the Rays in the playoffs in the American League Divisional Series, and the Yankees are going to go down south to George Steinbrenner Field. They definitely got to do something about that. The hero of the game was right fielder Lawrence Butler. He wound up getting a two-run triple in the top of the ninth. It broke open a tie ball game and sent the A's to their second win in the last three games. I want you to hear from the hero of tonight. And I want you to guess what Lawrence Butler had to say on getting the game-winning run in the ninth inning. Now, this one is 12 seconds long. Guess what Lawrence Butler had to say.
About the game-winning run.
Si, senor.
Where was the game tonight?
It was in Tampa. So they were actually, they being the road team, they were at the top of the frame. So, yeah, Tampa had a chance to answer back.
And you had already said that, and I just then asked you.
1,000%.
Yeah. Well, I was deleting tweets.
You're still doing that? How is that taking so long?
Well, because I'm not deleting all my tweets. I'm just deleting a lot of them. I'm back to March of 2023.
Well, good for you. You want to guess what Lawrence Butler had to say? Before I even ask you to guess, do you know who Lawrence Butler is? And I'm not being facetious here. I think I know as much baseball as the next guy here. Probably even a little bit more. I still do love baseball. You could put a gun to my head. I could not pick out Lawrence Butler out of a lineup.
Yeah, the A's just locked him up. He's been up for a couple of years.
That's how much the A's have been irrelevant. All right, guess what he said.
At least that's what his Wikipedia says.
Yeah, damn straight. No shot you knew that offhand.
Ew, ew. It was awesome, man. All you live for these moments. This is something that you dream about. It's just, you know, we're trying to win ball games here. But, man, to have a moment like this, it's really just really exciting and fun.
I was just trying to put the ball somewhere in outfield. Get a
all
sack
right.
fly or, you know, just a run okay. score or something. I wasn't trying to get a hit. I was just trying to, you know, bring the run in, however that may be.
That one makes way more sense.
Oh, baseball, it's a cruel mistress, and it is a marathon, not a sprint, as everybody likes to tell you. We can cut 162-game season down a little bit. I think 154 is a good number. Maybe that's a conversation for Listener Appreciation Week, which will be by the way, everybody, in 2 weeks. So set your watches accordingly. Let's go to, before I do that, let's tell everybody you're 1-1 going into clip 3. And we were going to go down to the Pirates and Cardinals in NL Central matchup. You would have thought I would have snuck the Cubs in here, but I am very pissed with that team, so I'm not going to do it. We're going to talk about both their
rivals.
Okay,
and guess what? I closed my browser, and I'm also closing my eyes to really just focus on the task at hand.
All right, no problem. Well, I will go ahead and just do the best of my ability to describe this game to you, and more importantly, a bit of the heater.
You know,
the
Stevie Wonder wears a watch. Why do you think that is?
Because he's rich.
Yeah, he can't see. Go ahead.
That's very true. The Pirates, they shut out the Cardinals. The Pirates have been a little bit of a heater. They wound up sweeping the 9 Mets over the weekend on a 3-game set, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and not even just sweeping them by like 1-2 runs. They smoked them, pretty much. All of these games to the tune of my wife is extremely pissed. And I'm a little upset, too, because I would like some breathing room between me and the rest of the NL Central being a Cubs fan. Brewers are still 2 behind. But the Pirates, they beat the Cardinals 7-0 in the opener of a 3-game set in Pittsburgh. Spencer Horwitz went 2-for-4, home run, 3 RBIs. Cabrian Hayes, who might get traded, he had 2 RBIs of his own. But the story of the game here was Andrew Heaney. He took a no-hitter into the 6th inning. He wound up finishing with 3 hits allowed, 7 strikeouts, and 6-2 1/3. The Pirates have won 4 in a row. Now, they still stink, you know, record-wise. They're 36-50. But, you know, you get a chance to beat up on a divisional rival a little bit to open up a series. That feels pretty good. So, Andrew Heaney being the story of the night, I want you to guess what Pirates manager Don Kelly, who is the interim, by the way, I want you to guess what Don Kelly had to say on Andrew Heaney this season. This one is 13 seconds long. Guess what Don Kelly had to say on Andrew Heaney.
13 seconds long, you say?
Señor.
Yeah, he's just been... he's had some bad starts. His last start was 4 innings, 7 earned.
Yeah,
same with
rocked.
The one before that. He's just been battling. It's great for these guys to have a night like this. We know that he's a good pitcher, and typically he can be a guy that we depend on. But we just need him to get those innings, and he was great tonight. He's just been, you know, a calm presence as a veteran. You wish you had a team full of Andrew Heaneys.
You got a team full of Andrew Heaneys, you're not making the playoffs.
He's a pro, and he's been really good for us. I mean, he's had only a handful of tough starts, and I think sometimes that gets magnified when you have 2 in a row or whatever, but he's a pro.
Good enough for me. Andrew Heaney's a pro. I mean, what else is the manager going to say?
When you first said something, I thought that was the clip, and I was like, whoa!
I'm like, Don Kelly sounds just like Carlos.
I was like, whoa! And then I realized it was you.
All right, well, you get the point here. So 2-1 going into our fourth clip. Let's go back a little bit to Sunday Night Baseball. Tarek Skubal, he wound up destroying the Minnesota Twins. Detroit beat them 3-0 at Comerica Park. That's in Detroit, people. Skubal improved to 10-2. He struck out 13 Twins and held Minnesota to just one hit in 7 scoreless innings. Your offense was supplied by Kerry Carpenter and Ryler Green. They both homered in the victory. The Tigers, Detroit, has won the last 3 of their 4 games coming into Monday morning. So, it's all about the pitching. Tarek Skubal's probably going to win your AL Cy Young, especially since there's a bunch of pitchers that could have won it. You know, for like the Yankees, like, you know, I'm talking about, I can't even think of what the hell is it. Gerrit Cole. He wound up getting hurt, missed in the season. So I think as long as Skubal stays healthy, he should get this Cy Young. He's that damn good. I want you to guess what AJ Hinch had to say on Tarek Skubal's 13 strikeout effort. This was a little bit longer. It's 24 seconds long. But I have faith in you. You can do it. Guess what AJ Hinch had to say?
He just continues to impress and amaze. You know, he's working the zone so well. Just when you think that you've seen everything that you can, he unlocks a new level and really was dominant on the mound today, really had control of his command. And he's been a big part of our success. And to continue to watch him has been a pleasure. And it's, you know, I'm very happy that he's on our team.
He was outstanding, obviously. Not only with the execution and the pure dominance, but the ability to be creative and adjust to their aggressiveness. You know, to stay in the moment, to give us 7 strong, series win, division opponent, all right-handed lineup.
I'm sorry, once you start talking about the lineup, I just kind of lost it. Good for you. I mean, again, what is a manager not going to do? They're not going to destroy their player for no reason. They're always going to back their guy. So if anybody's keeping score, which I hope you are, Bart will win this 3-1, but we always play the fifth cut because somebody somewhere needs this for whatever reason. And we're going to go back to that Mets, that aforementioned Mets. Remember, they got swept by the Pirates. That's a 3-game sweep. They lost all 3 of them. They got bludgeoned in the series closing game. The Pirates won 12-1. Pittsburgh outscored the Mets 30-4 over those 3 games. Your offense was supplied by O'Neill Cruz. He hit 2 runs. He drove in 4. I don't really care what the Pirates are doing because I already talked about their record. They have 36 wins. They kind of stink. I want to talk about what the Mets are looking at right now. And more importantly, their broadcaster, Ron Darling for SNY, former major league pitcher himself. I want you to guess what he had to say, Bart, about the state of the Mets after the losing to the Pirates in this fashion. This is 15 seconds long. You already win the game, but can you stick the landing? Guess what Ron Darling had to say.
This is just really the low point of the season. You can't be a contending baseball team with this much money and put a performance like this. It's lifeless. We got to expect better from these guys. They got to expect better from themselves.
Well, if you have nothing good to say, let's talk about the Pirates. Under Don Kelly now, they're 16-9 here at PNC Park. Is that they are playing much better under their new interim skipper than they were to start the season.
Completely disregarded the Mets and went to the Pirates, but good for you. You still win the game. Darling had a lot of just disgust as he was giving the Pirates their flowers. Up and final score, 3-2. You know what that means. And that's guess what they said. Well done.
I feel like I shouldn't have won that game.
Okay, but you did. It's 3-2. It's not like you won 5-0.
Yeah, I think you're a little generous on the. But I'll take it. Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Which one did you think I was so generous on? Should I penalize you for not saying that when AJ Hinch was talking about the lineup?
Yeah, I think I got the AJ Hinch one wrong.
But again, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth.
You sure? I could change it right now.
No. Hey, do you think I should delete this banger from March 11th, 2023 at Bart Winkler Show? How are Coke and Pepsi supposedly the same kind of soda? Pepsi is terrible.
You tweeted that out?
Yeah, March of 2023.
Hmm. Well, man, I there might be some merit to that tweet. I don't know if I delete it because...
They don't even taste the same.
They don't taste the same. And you, when's the last time you've ever went to a bar and say, hey, can I get a Jack and Pepsi, please? Such a thing doesn't happen.
And everyone's always like, is Pepsi okay? No one ever asks, is Coke okay?
Yeah, because the answer is always yes. Like, you should be leading with Coke. Like, you go to an establishment that has Pepsi products, and you're like, what the hell's wrong with you? You almost want to walk out.
Is Pepsi okay? As a matter of fact, it's not. I'm leaving.
I'd rather have RC Cola.
Hey, and now we're talking.
RC Cola and a pizza puff? Man, I would bang that out right now.
888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Banged out by Marco Belletti.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. We've got league expansion, the league being the WNBA. They're already coming to Toronto. I believe it's the Tempo. And Portland's getting a team. The league is granting expansion teams to Cleveland, Detroit, and Philly. Cleveland will begin in 28, Detroit in 29, Philly in 2030, which would put the league at 18 teams, a league record. The Cleveland Rockers existed from 1997 to 2003, and then they folded. The team was owned by Gordon Gund at the time. He had previously owned the Cavs. They ranked 10th out of 14 teams in the attendance during its final season, never turned a profit. A lot has changed since then in that league. Dan Gilbert will lead the charge. Detroit had a team, too, the Shock. Detroit had a team that won three WNBA titles, then relocated to Tulsa, and now that franchise is the Dallas Wings. So they are coming back to two markets where they had teams, and I think the early stages of the WNBA a lot different than this iteration of the WNBA. So giving these teams another chance is probably for the best. Houston is a team or a city that longs for an NBA WNBA team. They had the Comets, who they won the first four titles, and now that team doesn't even exist anymore. The other WNBA news of the day, they're unveiling their voting on All-Star voting. Caitlin Clark, we know her. She ranked number one in fan rank for guards. Number one. In media rank, she ranked three behind Alicia Gray and Sabrina Ionescu and then Caitlin Clark. But for players, she got rated ninth. So the players are like, they don't like her. It's weird. That's your WNBA update. This is your WTF.
You don't have to go home, but we have to get the heck out of here.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
Here's tonight's Winkler's thrilling factoid.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Your nightly WTF.
What did you say?
Wait. WTF? What the?
Oh, my God.
Only on the Bart Winkler Show.
Couple of baseball-related factoids for you to wrap things up tonight. The Blue Jays, after 81 games, were 44-37. Could be worse. Very familiar, though, to Blue Jays fans. That was the record that they had after 81 games in 2022 and the record they had in 2023 after 81 games. Three of the last 4 years after 81 games, they have been 44-37. They are now up to 46-38, two games back of the Yankees in the American League. Hopefully things can turn out better than they have been for Toronto in the past. And then a pretty bad series for the Mets, as we talked about last segment. Pirates beat them on Friday 9-1. They beat them on Saturday 9-2. Pirates beat the Mets on Sunday 12-1. I will now list you all the teams since 1901 that have scored 30 runs or more in a three-game series, allowed four or fewer runs in a three-game series, and struck out at least 25 batters in a three-game series. So scoring at least 30, allowing four or less, and striking out at least 25. The Pirates did it last weekend against the Mets, and that is the list. So the Mets losing to the Pirates, not just badly, but in a fashion that has never been done. And I know Mets fans are all beside themselves, and we've seen this with Phillies fans earlier in the season when they lost to the Mets. You're going to have these bad series. Maybe not this bad, but you're going to have these bad series. If it's a prolonged stretch, if it's 3 weeks, if it's a month, then you can start to react. But we got to remember that baseball, there is 162 of these things. That's not just a cliche. It's like, that's a lot of games. So, temper, readjust, move on. Thanks to Marco Belletti. Thanks to Carlos Ortiz. Thanks to LeBron James for giving me something to discuss tonight. Thanks to all of you. Pat Boyle coming up next. We'll be back on Tuesday night here on the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.